This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM. We welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 20th of Shawwal, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 11th of May, 2023. We have our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh, who is currently in Durban at the moment. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we start, I just need to make a few announcements. Number one is this, that inshallah al-Aziz, tonight's program will be there in Ispingo Hills. Isha Salat Jamaat is 7:15. So inshallah al-Aziz, the program will start at around 7:35 or so, right up to 9 o'clock, inshallah al-Aziz. Second is all those parties who sent the nikah for announcement for tomorrow, please resend it to 084-786-3132. Mauna Arafat must place it, all those nikah announcements. Just resend it, please, that all the nikah parties to 084-786-3132. So, inshallah, or you can send it to my phone there, 071-888-1184, and then we will forward it to Maulana. Third one is, inshallah, Mawzaid, you will speak about louder, inshallah. And today our topic is Umrah, ASVIA in Durban. Alhamdulillah, wonderful weather. I'm just looking at the water, very, very calm. And mashallah, wonderful spectacle, magnificent. Allah's mercy, Allah's grace and mercy. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, we will discuss Umrah as we are here on the Hajj seminar and everything related to Hajj and Umrah and Medina Munawwara, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, what is the hukam, the command with regards to Umrah? Is it farad, wajib?
بالله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First and foremost, we should understand what is the meaning of Umrah in the lexicon, in the dictionary. So if you take literally, Al-Umrah Al-Ziyara, it means to visit. But it doesn't mean to visit anywhere and everywhere. Specifically, a person goes to Makkah Mukarramah and does certain actions, as we will explain now. Like Hajj, literally it means Al-Qasdu, to make intention. So now you make intention, you are going to perform Hajj, and then you go Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all that, Makkah, and you perform all the rituals and all the actions and so forth and so on. So that is as far as the meaning goes. As far as the virtues go, then remember Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 22, that Surah Hajj, the Surah's name, and verse number 27, 28. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِيَ لَهُمْ, that when people will witness the nafa and the benefit that will accrue to them here in this world. Therefore, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ. You perform Umrah, then go for Hajj. After Hajj, then perform Umrah. So you should follow it up one after the other. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي, is only the grace of Allah. هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي, the mercy of Almighty Allah. That we should practice on this hadith for years and years with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. Then Nabi alayhi salam went on and said, فَإِنَّمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَقَرِ. Then when you perform Umrah, you perform Hajj, then remember that Almighty Allah will remove the poverty. Almighty Allah will wipe out, erase the sins and the vices. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And when you look at our Salaf-e-Salih, our pious people, and if you study the Asma-ul-Rijal books, where we have the lexicon dictionary of the reporters and narrators from Sahaba downwards, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. In his profile, you will find Hajja Sittina Marra. He performed Hajj 60 times. And wa'ataqa alfa abdin wa'tamara alfa marra, that he liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed Umrah 1,000 times. So it shows that what were great virtues is there. And if you take from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. For the hajj that is a prescribed hajj and the required hajj that people perform as they ought to perform, then the reward is Jannah, the highest maximum optimum reward. And for Umrah, al-Umratu ilal Umrati kaffaratul lima baynuma. A person perform Umrah in 2000, 2010, for example, and now he goes after 10, 20, 30, 40 years, so all the minor sins in between are forgiven as well. And al-Hujjaju wal-Ummaru wafdullah. The people who perform Hajj, the people who perform Umrah, they are the guests of Almighty Allah. So in the Ahum, Ajabahum. When they call Almighty Allah responds to them. So if you open any book on Hajj and Umrah and so forth, you will find all these type of ahadith, the mashallah, fazail Hajj and so forth. And regarding the ruling of Umrah, in normal circumstances, remember it is Sunnah. Nobody says it is compulsory and first they will say it is Sunnah. However, there is one masla, and many, many people have been asking this masla because of halat and conditions and so forth. So let's give you a proper and illustrate the point via an example. People went now, for example, we are now in Shawwal. So people went in Ramadan, people went beginning of Shawwal, or people went in Sha'ban or whenever. And then when they went to Madinah Munawwara first. Lo and behold, when it was time for them to go to Makkah, one day, 2 days before that, or on the way to Makkah, or when they just reached Makkah, their wife, their sister, daughter, whoever, her napaki, her haid, her menses started. So in a case like that, now what happens? So she will remain in that state of consecration, in that state of ihram, remember that. And she can change her clothing, her underwear, all these type of things. She can take a bath, a shower, but she cannot use soap, she cannot use shampoo, she cannot use all these lotions and all these perfumes and all that because she is still in the state of ihram. Now you get 2-3 different scenarios. Because she is in the state of ihram, so she must wait now till she's 100% pure, that she is clean and so forth. So when she is pure and clean and she's still in Makkah, so she takes the first ghusl and then from the hotel, she just goes and performs the Umrah. So then there's no complications. Second one is this, that they're going to stay in Makkah for 3 days, 5 days, 7, 8, 9 days. And all those days, now she is still bleeding, she is still in a haze, in a menses, and so forth and so on. Then what happens in that case? And now it's time for departure, and she's still in that state of haze and haiza. So then she must cut her hair. She can cut her hair herself or somebody else, her husband, her sister, brother, anybody can do that. And she comes out of ihram. Then a goat or a sheep must be slaughtered there in Makkah. Remember, that's very, very important. And then any time in future, remember after 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the case might be, the qaza of that umrah is wajib and compulsory. So we must be very clear on that. That is the meaning of this verse. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. For some reason or the other, you were in the state of ihram and you were going to perform Umrah and then you fell sick. You know, the male or the female ended up in hospital, clinic, Allah forbid, or the lady, her menses, or whatever else. Or it is Hajj and you started even a Nafil Hajj, a voluntary Hajj. Then you fell ill and sick and you ended up in hospital or an accident, Allah forbid, and you missed Arafat, you missed the Hajj. So remember, and you're in the state of ihram, so you cut your hair, you come out of ihram, and then to re-perform and repeat that umrah, to repeat that hajj, even if it was a nafil hajj, that is wajib and compulsory. So that is what we need to understand. Then you get other people, because people now do look for loopholes and so forth. they are in Medina, their daughter, their wife, their sister, the Napaki and the menses started. So they say, okay, let's just go now to Makkah. But you, the daughter, because she's in menses, say, no, you don't make intention for haram, nothing, and so forth. So in a case like that, remember, then she goes to Makkah. So what happens in that case there? Because she did not go in the state of haram, so upon her, a dam will be compulsory because she made tajawuz anil miqat. She passed the miqat in the boundary and went to Makkah, and her intention was Umrah, but because of unforeseen circumstances, she did not perform the Umrah, and in that case there, it will only be compulsory for her to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah, and the Umrah will not be wajib upon her in future because she did not enter the state of Ihram. But remember, she gets a sin for that, for going past the Miqat, and she knew her intention was Umrah, but she said, now, no, she won't go into Ihram because of her menses and so forth. So we should know that there are many other issues, but these are the main issues regarding this year. Don't just go and make Umrah and do things without knowing the basics and the rudiments of Umrah or Hajj.
Mufti Saab, a common question is that can a person perform Umrah during the period of Hajj? Only a Umrah.
100% permissible, there's no problem. If a person, you must remember, is performing Tamattu Hajj. See, let me explain it to you the other way. Take the first 20 days of Ramadan Mubarak, and what do we see? We see that in the first 20 days of Ramadan Mubarak, a person abstains from eating, drinking, husband-wife relationship. Then there is a progression in love. So you must remember an increase in the love for Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ People who have true iman, their love for Almighty Allah is intense and increasing. So now you say that, Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my job, I love my job and so shop and so forth, but now I'm going for i'tikaf. So you spend the day and the night, the last 10 days there in the masjid, oh, nafil i'tikaf, the big nights, odd nights and so forth. So you spend more and more time there, so in the masjid. So the love is increasing. Then when the moon is sighted, oh, is 30 days finished of Ramadan Mubarak, then a new season starts. And what is that season? Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. So the months of Hajj are well known. So which are the months of Hajj? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid to the next Eid. From Eidul Fitr, that is first Shawwal, which we celebrated now about 3 weeks ago or so. And remember that ila Eidin till the 10th of Zulhijjah, and that is Eidul Adha, what our people call Bakri Eid and so forth and so on. So now if a person performs Tamattu Hajj, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ So first you will come from your country, or you went to Medina Munawwara first, and then you will perform the Umrah, and then you will stay there in Makkah or Aziziya. Aziziya is part of Makkah. And then when Hajj comes, then you perform, and are you going to Ihram again, and perform the make the intention of Hajj only. So in one journey, in one Islamic year, you perform Umrah and you perform Hajj, and then you have to slaughter the Hadi, what the animal, and our people call that the Meshukar. What about people, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephews and nieces are all now there in Makkah. They're just going for Umrah, and then they come back. So remember, that also is totally permissible. There's no problem with that. That's what some people said. That if you perform Umrah during the months of Shawwal or Zulqa'dah, then automatically Hajj become first. It's not like that. Because especially nowadays, you need visa, special visa for Hajj. Your Umrah visa doesn't work. Then you have the quota system. You heard what happened about Pakistan. They had to return how many thousand, remember, of their quota because people couldn't, you know, afford it and so forth. And then there are many, many other issues also. So therefore, that masla nowadays is not like as people understand it. So the fatwa will be even today, tomorrow, next week. You perform, you want to go for Umrah only, and then you return, and totally permissible, and no problem with that. Obviously, if a person has got a farz Hajj upon him, then we will tell him or her that you must try your level best, that you go for first Hajj. But so lo and behold, the name didn't come out, And now they go for Umrah. So we will say that also is permissible. Gee, speak
loud. Muqtasab, can a person continuously go for Umrah even though he hasn't performed his Farad Hajj as yet?
Remember, the Umrah will be valid, but we will not encourage that. Always remember the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person has not performed Hajj and he doesn't have a valid excuse preventing him, there's no war there, there is no, you know, sultan or ruler or king or somebody preventing them from going, or his health is not something, a problem, and then he did not perform Hajj, then the words of Nabi alayhi salam, فَلَا عَلَيْهِ أَيَّمُوتَ يَهُودِيًا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًا. I don't care, he can die a Jew or a Christian. So therefore, there's a strong, strong wa'id and warning, remember, for such people, remember, that who don't perform Hajj, after Hajj has become compulsory upon them. Therefore, in Abu Dawood, this hadith I mentioned now is in Tirmidhi. This hadith I'm mentioning is in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Man arad al-hajja falyata'ajjal. When you make intention for Hajj, then you must make haste and you must go. Remember that. See the ayat that was revealed fi sanati ta'asiya in the 9th year of the Hijrah. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. You can read حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ and حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. Both is fine. So for the love of Allah, go and perform your Hajj by Baytullah. مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. For those people who have the means, we have the means, etiquette and hotel and food and boarding, lodging and all that. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. So what is the meaning of وَمَنْ كَفَرَ? Majority Sahaba and scholars and that say that he committed a crime very, very near to kufr, but he's still a Muslim. He's not a non-Muslim. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then Allah Ta'ala is self-sufficient from all the people of the world and so forth in the creation. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, he used to say, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ يَمِينَ. When Hajj is compulsory upon you, the person, and deliberately you did not perform it, you just said, nah, so far, soon, on Salah Mark, I'll go and all that. Therefore, in Arabic, at the Swifu Minashaitan, so far, don't mean the sofa me and you are sitting on. It means delaying, delaying, procrastinating, and so forth. Then Sayyidina Umar says, such person is out of the fold of Islam. I took the literal meaning. So we don't say the fatwa is on that, but we have to mention it to show you the seriousness of the crime. So therefore, people who just perform Umrah all the time, go to Medina, but don't perform first Hajj, they are guilty of a major, major sin. Because remember, 10 Umrahs, 5 Umrahs you make, so it means you got enough money to perform a first Hajj. Today, Umrah is not cheap and so forth. So therefore, the problem is this. Umrah is straightforward. You just go to Makkah, Medina, now in Hajj. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the women, jihadukunna al-hajj. Your jihad is Hajj. So meaning, wala qitala fi. But there's no fighting and combat in that. So remember, in a case like this, what we will say, let a male go for Hajj, he gets reward of Hajj. Our mother, sister, daughter, wife go for Hajj with us, with the brother, husband, father, mahram. So she will get double sawab reward. She will receive the reward of Hajj and of jihad as well. So now people don't want to do, undergo that difficulty. See, now I have to wear ihram and go to Mina and then sleep there in the maki, in the tent and so forth. Then day in Arafat. And then in Muzdalifah, sleep on the land and sand and so forth, remain in the haram for 3 days and 2.5 days and all that. So people look for shortcuts and comfort all the time. So therefore, they keep on delaying. But remember, that's a major, major sin after Hajj has become compulsory upon that person.
Can Mufti Saab take us through the actions of Umrah?
First and foremost, let us say, because this is what happens to 90% of the South Africans and the people of the world also, because nowadays the agents find it much easier. And therefore, I will always recommend, whether you are going via Dubai or you're going via Cairo, because there's no direct flight with Saudi. So therefore, if you can, obviously these are just suggestions and recommendations, that if you can go first to Medina Munawwara, like my sister, brother-in-law, and them, they went from here, Durban, and then they went to Dubai, and then they went Jeddah, and then Umrah. So that also fine. But I'm saying that, you know, if you want, you want to do Umrah, so best is you do it from Medina Munawwara, and that will be the best. Remember this, because why is best from there, from Medina Munawwara? Because when a person comes from Medina Munawwara and performs the Hajj or the Umrah, you are imitating Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, for that you will get more reward. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Ittiba is in af'alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'malun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actions and, you know, the deeds of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So ittiba, so we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala forgive you your sins. Just chapter 3 verse 31. So that's first issue. So you are finished now in Medina Munawwara. Now the time comes, we have to leave Medina Munawwara, go to Makkah Mukarrama for Umrah. So now you got about 4 or 5 different options. What am I speaking about? You will take your ghusl and your bath. In that ghusl bath, you can use soap, shampoo, all those things there, right? Because you're not in ihram still. And thereafter, you, the men, you will wear your towels and so forth, the ihram, the garment, the clothing. Remember, no vest, no underwear, no jockey, no brief, no nothing. And you wear the sandals, wear the metatarsal, and the ankles must be exposed. That is Hanafis. According to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, just the ankles must be exposed, and the metatarsal, you don't have to worry about it. So if you wear a normal shoe and your, you know, the front portion is covered and all that is fine, according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, only Hanafis say for the man that metatarsal must be open and exposed and so forth. So that's also an issue people should know. And then remember, for the ladies, that the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, وَلَا تَلْبَسُوا الْقُفَّازَيْنِ, that the lady is not allowed to wear gloves in the state of ihram. And وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَةِ, she's not allowed to wear niqab. So meaning normal niqab. So then the lady wears, you must remember, the parda, and it shouldn't touch and all that. So the face. But if they wear the normal niqab, then there's no dam. Dam means slaughtering goat and sheep in there. They just give out 30 riyals. So that also will suffice and so forth. So no, because for the ladies to wear that niqab, that, you know, parda with the cap in that is not easy. It's difficult for the ladies. They're not used to it and so forth. So anyway, that is totally haram, that the lady takes the literal meaning that وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَةِ, that she exposes her face to everybody, all and sundry. So that obviously is totally haram and not permissible. So that is in Bukhari Sharif. And if you open Abu Dawood, you will find that, you know, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha states, whenever the strange men came, then we used to cover our faces during the state of ihram also. And if you open, remember, Muwatta Malik, you will find that the Sahabiyat, they say that we used to cover our faces, kunna nukhammirul huj, that we cover the faces in ihram and so forth. So all these are dalail and so forth. So that is an issue. Now you are ready to start your journey. So where must you make your intention? So the best will be you leave Medina Munawwara and come there to Zul Hulayfa. Zul Hulayfa is the miqat. But about 106 years ago, there was a person, his name Ali Dafuri, so from Sudan. So he saw the scarcity, paucity of water there, and he got himself, his people, and they dug up boreholes, wells, and all that. The people were so elated, delighted, they changed the name from Zul Hulayfa to Bir Ali. Bir is singular, and Abar Ali, that is a plural. So nowadays, if you tell the taxi, the youngsters, Zul Hulayfa, they won't even know what you're speaking, majority of them. So they know Bir Ali and Abar Ali. So you go there, and they got wonderful facilities there. So for male, female, and everything, you can take a bath there, you can wear your ihram there, they got shops there, everything there. So whatever you need, you will find there. But obviously for us, it's better you do all that in the hotel. And then your niyat, your 2 rakat salat, all that you perform there in the masjid, and you read 2 rakat salat, kul ya kafirun, kul wallah, obviously after surah Fatiha. And then you make your intention. Your intention is in Arabic or any language. Allahumma inni uridul umrata. O Almighty Allah, I make intention for Umrah. Fayasir hali wa taqabbalha minni. Make it easy for me and accept it. So that's your first option. Second option is people, they don't want to stop there because they want one way from min funduk ila funduk, from one hotel to another. So you make intention in your hotel room. So that is also fine and permissible. Or you go inside Masjid Nabawi and then you make intention there as well. So that also is fine. During this past week here, one couple are there in Medina and their journey was on a Saturday. So they said they want to make their 2 rakat salat in Masjid Quba because Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to go to Quba on a Saturday. So I said, fine, you can do that also. Although better is still Zul Hulayfa and Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Then you got still another 2 options also because we practice on this many, many a time that we go by plane, you know. And you go to Medina airport. So once you got your boarding pass, you know everything is fixed up. So then you just read 2 rakat. They got nice facilities there, everything. To read this 2 rakat is nafil. You read it, it's fine. You don't read it, also it's fine. You just make the intention. And thereafter, with intention, then you read the talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Now you're in a state of ihram. All the restrictions, prohibitions will become applicable. Fala rafata, no husband-wife talk. Wala fusuka. There's no sins. A person sways outside the masjid, a person sways inside the masjid. Obviously, big difference. People are smoking and all haram, all these things. And in ihram is worse. Wala jidala, no fighting, arguing, and so forth. So all these are the laws of ihram, we should remember. Then there's another dimension to it. Nowadays you've got the trains going from Medina to Jeddah, Medina to Makkah, and so forth. I still never travel by train. So there, and so, but you can go there to the station, and then there you make your intention. So that also is fine and acceptable. Remember this. So all these are options that are for that person there who's traveling from Medina to Makkah, and the intention is to perform the Umrah. So when you come there to Makkah for the Umrah, then you are tired and so forth. So maybe you want to rest, you want to take a shower, you want to freshen up, all that permissible. You want to take a shower, you want to change your clothing, the ladies, you want to change your underwear, you want to change your ihram, all that permissible. But when you take a shower and a bath and so forth, no soap, no shampoo, no lotion, no nothing, because you are in the state of ihram. So that are the issues that you must remember that. Now we got this crazy situation nowadays. You can't just walk in and make Umrah and all that. You have to use that app, and then they will tell you that what time you go for Umrah and so forth. My sister and them, when they left, Monday night I think, or Tuesday. So anyway, this week they left. And then that I contacted them and said that via WhatsApp and so. So they said, no, they're going to make their Umrah late at night. But that I think deliberately they wanted it that way because, you know, the women and so forth and so on. So it's not just easy, just like how we used to do. You just reach there and then you decide what time you want to go. You have to wait when these shaitans give you, remember, that, app, that appointment and so forth and so on. Then you go inside. So now when you enter, then what you going to do? So the man, you should do 2 things and remember that. Then now you're going to start the tawaf. So your right shoulder, you expose it. And the shoulder will remain exposed for all 7 rounds. That is called istiba. And the first 3 rounds, this is only for the man, you will make, you call it shot, ashwat. So that you will do ramal, you will walk fast at a brisk pace, like not running, like, you know, but just walk a little bit fast, like. So these are only 2 actions for the man. So the ramal, that is going round, and fast and so forth, is first 3 rounds. And the istiba is all 7 rounds. When you finish the 7 rounds, then you cover your shoulder. So you will come inside, now the Masjidul Haram, and then you will see the Baytullah. So du'as are accepted. So you write there as guest of Almighty Allah. So cry to Almighty Allah. It's written about Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, he performed 55 hajj. Yet he used to make dua when he used to see the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. Ya Allah, make me mustajabud da'wat. That every dua I make, let my dua be accepted. So all these type of duas you can make, and this dua you make in any language. And remember, when you are traveling from Medina to Makkah, when you're traveling from your hotel and moving right to the Haram Sharif, Masjid al-Haram, you're entering, the best thing is you read Labbaik, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, so that the men should read loudly and the women should read softly. So remember all that. Many times people see the Kaaba, Musharrafa, they get mixed up and they don't know what to read and so forth. Thereafter, now you come right down to the Mataf. Mataf is the place, remember, where Tawaf is performed, and Mas'a. Mas'a is the place that where you perform Sa'i. I think we will take a break now, because now once if I carry on, then I don't want to stop in between, and then you take a break, and then inshallah we'll carry on, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll take a break now. After this, we will carry on with Mufti Saab's discussion.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this program. Our discussion, our topic is on Umrah. Mufti Saab?
Gee, I'm listening.
Gee, Mufti Saab, back to our discussion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, so now that couple, let's just say couple, husband and wife, to make it easy so everybody understands that what happens. So now you entered the Haram Sharif, the Masjidul Haram, and then you made your dua. So now you're coming down the stairs and so forth. Now when you look at the Kaaba Musharrafa, you're still reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Remember that. The man, your right shoulder will be exposed. The women, obviously, you must be dressed properly and so forth, as I told you. You can't even wear gloves and that, but you must cover your faces and everything as well. And before I continue again, there are two, three announcements. Number one is, anybody got any nikah announcements for tomorrow, please resend it, as because Mawlana Arafat misplaced it. So inshallah, then you can announce it tomorrow. So send it to 084-786-3132, inshallah al-Aziz. Second announcement is, we know that 25 of our brothers, sisters and children got martyred and murdered by the apartheid regime of Israel. So make dua that all might Allah protect our brothers, sisters in Gaza and everybody. Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy the apartheid regime and the Zionist regime of Israel. Remember, they are squatters who came there, and they are the people occupying and stealing our country, and they want to steal more and more land and steal more and more masajid and so forth. The whole world has condemned them. But the haramis, they are proud, they kill prophets and messengers, baby killers. So remember, everybody can see who is the guilty party and so forth. But the biggest criminals in this are the Arab regimes. Remember who their so-called peace and that with Israel and that. Nevertheless, that's a topic for another day. But why I mention it tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And that is our three holiest places, obviously. So therefore, we should make special, special dua. And Allah Ta'ala destroy the enemy, whoever they are, wherever they are, inshallah.
Amen.
And then third one, inshallah, that once this program is finished, then Brother Suleiman Esau will prepare the podcast, and then we'll send it out, inshallah, al-Aziz, before Zohar, 1 o'clock, up past 1, inshallah, al-Aziz. And I told you that tonight our program is in Ispingo Hills, and that is Isha Salat at 7:15. And thereafter, around 7:35 or so, the program will be live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and inshallah, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now when you are ready, now this tawaf you are performing is tawaful umrah, remember that. Now when you start your tawaf, your labbaik stops. In tawaf, in Safa Marwa, no more labbaik. So remember that. You started your labbaik way in Medina Munawwara, and it will stop here once you are about to start your tawaf. So many times people make mistake regarding that as well. Then you face, you don't go kiss Hajar al-Aswad. In the state of Ihram, never go and kiss Hajar al-Aswad, even if it's empty. Why? Because the people, authorities there, they keep on putting itar and perfume and all these things there. And you can't be touching perfume in the state of Ihram. So therefore, that's another finer point which people, وَالنَّاسُ أَنَا غَافِلُونَ, people are unmindful of that. They just gap in everywhere. So in Ihram, you're not allowed to go and kiss and touch Hajar al-Aswad. You will face Hajar al-Aswad, and thereafter you raise your hands. The men right till up to your ears, the women right up to your shoulders, and you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and then you start your tawaf. The men, first three rounds, you will go briskly, fast, and remember the women, all seven rounds, you just walk normal. And that's the sunnah, it's not compulsory for the men. And your right shoulder, expose all seven rounds. Which is the best dua to read? Remember, now when you're starting your tawaf, then you praise Allah Ta'ala first. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So all these, this is al-baqiyatu salihat. These are the best kalimas and the best words to read. And thereafter you read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will pass the Hatim, the Hijr Ismail, the semicircle. And now you are coming towards Rukni Yamani. Rukni Yamani is that corner that is facing Yemen. So before you reach there and approach there, then read the dua. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. 70 angels, remember, say Ameen to that dua there. Now remember, Rukni Yamani, even if you're alone, you never ever kiss it. But you can touch it, remember that. But in Ihram, that also you should not touch, because there also the people, they put their perfume and itar and so forth and so on. So learn this dua. You must learn labbaik Allahumma labbaik, the whole thing. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. And this dua very, very important. And that is when you approach and come towards Rukni Yamani, and wherever we are, read this dua. Is very good, comprehensive, complete dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa. O Almighty Allah, I beg of you forgiveness. Wal-afiyah, safety, comfort. Fi dini, wa dunya wal-akhirah. Regarding my dini, religious matters. Wa dunya, my world matters. Wal-akhirah, and the year after. And 70 angels will make dua for you. Then you come between Rukni Yamani and Hajar al-Aswad. Then you read, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. And then when you come back to Hajar al-Aswad, you turn and just say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That is one shot, one circuit, one round. And you go seven times round like that. You know, first time in my life, I left from Karachi, and it was just before Ramadan, because madrasa closed in Shaban. So maybe about 10 days or 8 days or so before Ramadan, I think it was 10 days, that I was there in Makkah. So that person took me around. They call him Mutawf. Mutawf. It's not Mutawf, it's Mutawif, but they make everything shortcut there. They call him Mutawf. So this was in Shaban, 1974, 50 years ago, Islamically. And mashallah, I paid him 10 riyals. I still can picture that, you know. I went there to Aziz Kogir Hotel, and he charged me 30 riyals. It was 60 riyals. I told him, no, I'm a student, I can't pay. He said, okay, for you, 30 riyals per day, that is, you know. So mashallah, so I stayed there. Then when my parents came, we moved to Mimish. Suleiman Mimish, that is Aisha Bulli, and they were 35 riyals per person. So 105 riyals for the three of us. For me personally, it was cheaper to stay by Kogi, but obviously I want to stay with my parents. So then he took me around. So after that, I became the Mutawwi for everybody, you see. So my parents came, I said, come, I'll take you around. Other people come, then we take them around. And that. Even now, all these Hajj, when we go, then 20 people, 50 people, 70 people, 100 people come. So then we break them up into groups, and then one we'll take like that. And so we become the Mutawwi. So we take them around and we read, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Then salawat, durood sharif, and this dua, and Rabbana atina. So remember that normally it make easy, we just tell them read this, you know. But people, they want to tune it up more and more nowadays, you know. And some guys come with the loudspeaker and a lot of them, but they don't allow all that nowadays. They're all now strict, you know, so that. So before, they shouldn't worry of all these things. Now, that is one round. So you go 7 times finish, then 3 actions must be done in any sequence after that. So you got 2 rakat salah to read. There's 2 rakat salah to read is salah to tawaf. Hanafi say is wajib. Majority scholars say it's sunnah. So remember that you read Qul Ya Kafirun and Qul Allah after Surah Fatiha. So where will the difference come? Let's say a person made tawaf 14 times. You know, he went round the Baytullah 21 times. Say between Asr and Maghrib, because the time is long there. Especially now, it's summer there, coming towards summer. The gap between Asr and Maghrib is 3 hours. So sometimes more than 3 hours. So you made 3 tawafs. So you didn't read your 2 rakat salat. So then after Maghrib and that, you read 2. So Shafi's, Maliki, somebody say, you just read 2 rakat, it will suffice for all 3 tawafs. And Hanafi say, for every tawaf, you must perform 2 rakat. So that's an easy way of remembering it there. So that's an academic discussion. So that's one. You can do anyone first, and then what Quran says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُسْوَلَّا. It's better to read it behind Maqam Ibrahim. But we mustn't cause inconvenience to people. So we read right at the back, remember. So that's not good to cause. لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارَ. Hadith in Muwatta Malik. Don't cause harm to yourself and others also. So that's one. Second one, you drink Zamzam. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make when you drink Zamzam, then that will become effective. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was born in Gaza in the year 150. His father passed away. He came to Makkah with his mother. And there, Imam Muslim, not Muslim bin Hajjaj, this is Muslim Azanji, the African teacher, taught him first, made him Hafiz at the age of 7, taught him Muwatta Malik, and at the age of 10, remember, he bi-hearted Muwatta Malik. Wa ajaza lahu bil iftah, and he gave him permission. He said, you're a genius. At the age of 15, Imam Muslim, the African, told him, you can start issuing fatawa. So people ask Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, what happened to you? He said, every day I should drink zam. First intention, Ya Allah, grant me ilmun wafir. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, grant me profound, great, great knowledge. Therefore, he celebrated student Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal used to say, Al-Shafi'i ka shamsi lit dunya. I'm sitting here and I look around, beautiful, magnificent day, no cloud in the sky, the ocean in front of you, and mashallah, everything, the waves, everything are so cool and calm and all, few people here. So you know, and now you see one, the sun, how it illuminates the world. So he, Imam Ahmad, said regarding his beloved Ustad, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi di-dunya. He illuminated the world with his knowledge. And he only lived for 54 years. 150 he was born and 204 he passed away, remember, in Cairo. So, wulida bi-Ghazza wa duwfiya bi-Misr bil-Qahira. So, he passed away there in Cairo and so forth. People going to Egypt, you must go visit Imam Shafi'i's grave, remember that. So we went there, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So the point I'm making here is this. Now you're drinking Zamzam. So he made that northern intention. Second intention, Ya Allah, make me a Rami. Make me a marksman. He states himself, when I used to shoot the arrow, 9 times out of 10, I used to hit the target bullseye, as we say. And third dua he made for Jannah. So all 3 duas accepted, 2 duas he saw in the world. So when we drink Zamzam, it's not as this little bit delivered, drink abundant. You know, in South Africa, they told us so much Zamzam came, but all were fake. So there, it is 100% authentic. The miracle continues. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ Nabi Ibrahim a.s. made dua. So this thamarat, the first thing was Zamzam water. So drink it abundantly. And third dua Imam Shafi made was for Jannah. So when we drink the Zamzam, then abundantly and greatest dua we make, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman. Let us die with Iman and Islam. Wa da kalima la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our tongues when we depart and leave this world. So number one, you read Salat. Number two, you drink Zamzam. Number three is Multazam. This Multazam is only for the men. Multazam means that you stick your body against the Kaaba Musharrafah. There's only place for three people there if you're big in size like me. So Alhamdulillah, we had opportunity many, many times because 74 and all that when we went, the crowd were very, very small. So we go by the Baytullah, not beneath the golden door, but between the golden door and Hajar Aswad. You put your right cheek against the Kaaba Musharrafah, you put your chest against the Baytullah, and you pour your heart out. So that dua is Qabool always, inshaAllah. You women should not even try. It's haram for women to go there. You'll be touching so many men, and so many men will be touching. Stand at the back and line with that and make dua from there. Allah Jalla Wala will give you the same and grant you the same reward. So these three actions, Zamzam, Salat, Multazam, all three are Sunnah. And Sunnah meaning majority scholars say the Salat is Sunnah. Imam Hanifa only say is Wajib. But the tartib sequence, you can follow anyone. So remember that. Anyone can be done first, second. You are thirsty, go drink Zamzam first. You're not thirsty, read Salat first. Go and make dua first. So whatever you feel like, you can do that. There's no problem with that. Thereafter, now when you finish all your duas and so-called, so then you will move towards Mas'ah, the place of Safa Marwa. So when you go to now Safa Marwa, they made four floors also. So it's very easy. So when you go there, a big mistake people make, they pick up their hands till their ears, and that is not Sunnah. The Sunnah at Safa and Marwa, you pick up your hands and make dua. So when you make dua, you pick up your hands. So that is the Sunnah for Safa and Marwa. And then whilst going towards Safa, you look at the Baytullah, you make istilam again, that's the ninth time. And then when you are there, you read Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillah. Faman hajja al-bayta wa tamara fala junaha alayhi an yatawwafa bihima. Waman tatawwa khayran fa inna Allah shakirun alim. So if you know these verses, then you read. Then you go down. Now here is a big masla you must know. That for tawaf, wudu is compulsory. For Safa Marwa, remember if your wudu breaks, it's fine. You just carry on. You don't have to go and make wudu and so forth. I'm not suggesting now you must break your wudu there. I'm just explaining to you, sometimes it happens that because the whole Umrah takes 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours or 4 hours, depending on how many million people there are, depending how long du'as you make, and sometimes with the woman it takes longer and so forth. So yeah, then you go and you read the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku walul hamdu. Like that. And then when you come by the two green lights, for the men is Sunnah that you walk briskly. For the woman, you walk normally, remember. And Safat in Tawaf from Hajar Aswad back to Hajar Aswad is one. So you make 7 rounds. So in Safa Marwa, Safa to Marwa is one. Marwa to Safa is two. So you will start at Safa and you will end at Marwa. Always remember that. So that's 7. And Sunnah to make dua. That at Safa and Marwa, every time you reach there. When that is finished, thereafter the man, you go to the barber, you shave your hair, that is Sunnah. And the woman, you can cut your hair, you can do it on yourself, you don't have to wait for your husband or your father. You, the man, you know how to cut your hair, so you can cut it in a hotel yourself and so forth. So that is now your Umrah is finished, and Allah Ta'ala will reward you. But now there are 4 or 5 issues we have to discuss. Very, very important, because people are listening to the program or they're listening to the podcast. Now the Saudi regime, we say the Kufar regime actually. So they allow LGBT and encourage them to come. So what else is left? So they say that for your Umrah, the man can go downstairs in it. But you want to go for Nafil Tawaf. You want to go for Nafil Tawaf. So now you must go upstairs. Now imagine an old man, 70, 80, 90 years old, must go upstairs. Can you? I mean, sometimes, you know, you can't believe these people's thinking. So remember, it's haram. That law of theirs is haram. No one gave them the right to impose such laws that I perform my Umrah. So Umrah will be in a haram. So now I want to perform Tawaf. And to perform Tawaf, Kathratul Tawaf is better than Kathratul Umrah. So, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, you perform 50 tawaf, kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummu. Then you come out from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So it shows that that tawaf is 100% encouraged. But he does murtad and MBS says, no, you must go upstairs. So you don't have to listen to him. Why we don't have to listen to him? Quran says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When people make intention of deviation, zulm, oppression, Allah will unleash a painful punishment. This hadith, remember in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed, La tamnahu ya bani tamidid. You the people who are in charge, you must not prevent anybody. La tamnahu ahadan tawafa bihadul bayt. Don't prevent anybody from performing tawaf here. You don't have the right to do so. So therefore, it's haram what they are doing. So we tell our people, just wear the ihram and you go for nafil tawaf. And you don't have to worry about that and you don't have to feel guilty. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation. Remember, it can be king or ruler or prince or whoever, crown prince, when it leads to a sin against the creator. Remember that when they come, the haramis, then they make tawaf at the bottom. But our people come, they must go on top. Can you believe that double standards and so forth? So therefore, there's one issue, you don't have to listen. Then you got about people who are really old. They got people who are really sick and so forth. So then they got wheelchairs and they got electric wheelchairs. You can go on your own, but you pay. So 100 riyals or 50 riyals is pending every time their rates also change. So one day I went, nothing was wrong with me. I said, let me go test it out, because I went with the intention to see how this whole thing works, so that when people ask, then we know. So my wife went, I went just to test it out, and just nafil tawaf and so forth. So you're not allowed to do that, remember, in your umrah tawaf and all these kind of things. People must walk. It's compulsory if you can walk. Yes, you are old, you are sickly, and so forth. Then you use the wheelchair and this electric wheelchairs and that. So then that will be permissible and acceptable. So that is also an important issue to remember. And then in your stay in Makkah, remember in Makkah is haram. Makkah is haram, Mina is haram, Muzdalifa is haram, M3, 3M. So they just making intention of a vice, a sin, is considered a major sin already. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he didn't stay in Makkah. He used to stay in Taif. And then in the year 68, he passed away, and Muhammad bin Hanafiya performed the Salatul Janaza day in Taif. So that is Umrah. Umrah will take you three and a half hours maximum. And that is, the crowd is big and so forth. And so, but we must pray. I always say, I mentioned it last night, don't go and perform Hajj. Don't go and perform Umrah. Don't go and perform Ziyarah to Medina Munawwarah. The aim must be a quality Hajj, a quality Umrah, a quality Ziyarah. Not just going and kill time and just go through the motions and it's just a holiday, a shopping spree and kill time. No. So we must do and fulfill our duty with beauty. That is what Islam wants from us. Then inshallah, that will be a umrah maqbula, an accepted umrah. We go with love. And another last issue that I'm finished for now, and that is that the cell phones, that people take videos, people are busy laughing, posing, all that, but the Kaaba, sometimes while they're making tawaf, they just stop suddenly, and then they want to take a selfie, or they want, you must remember, take a group photo. All this absolutely haram. And where people are committing this haram, right by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, or Medina Munawwara. So these are serious, serious violations, but the people take it light. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. So Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we show reverence and respect to the Baytullah. Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyama wa tafluhu bayna aynai. Sahih hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, when you spit in the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, tomorrow you will come and the saliva and spit will be there between your eyes on the forehead. So go with love, go with respect, and show respect to all these places. Allah Jalla Wala bless everyone. Make intention, go for Umrah, go for Hajj, but a quality Hajj, quality Umrah, and quality Ziyarah to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala accept and read Surah 2 verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. And keep on reading Rabbana, Surah 2 verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless everyone with the Umrah and a Hajj that is maqbool and mabroor and accepted. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And again I'm repeating, anybody got nikah announcements, please send it and resend it to Maulana Zahid there on 084-786-3132, and then tomorrow they'll announce it, Maulana Arafat will announce it. Inshallah, Maulana Zahid will mention all the programs, and tonight, 7:35, we will start the program, inshallah, from Masjid Day in Ispingo Hills. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our beloved Mufti Sahib. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah with Mufti Sahib, inshallah, in the future. From us and the team, inshallah, we say Jazakumullah khairan to you, O listener of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.